Israel has carried out a third day of air raids on the Gaza Strip. Missiles struck refugee camps and destroyed apartment buildings. Eyewitnesses say the attacks took place without warning.
We were praying. Suddenly we found a missile in our home. We didn't know where it hit us from. It was so sudden.
Israel says the target was Palestinian Islamic Jihad and that two of the armed group's leaders have been killed. Khalid Mansour, a senior member of Al-Quds Brigade, the group's military wing, was killed in Rafah near the Egyptian border. Israel also says tunnels, outposts, rocket launch sites and weapons stores have been destroyed. Islamic Jihad responded by firing rockets towards Israel, some of which were shot down by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Other smaller Palestinian groups are also believed to have fired rockets.
Several countries and organizations have condemned the violence. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Gaza says she's gravely concerned by the civilian deaths and injuries, while another UN official says the Israeli attacks are not just illegal, but irresponsible, and that Gaza is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis.
With border crossings still closed, no humanitarian or medical aid is able to enter Gaza. A fuel shortage has already forced the Seoul power plant to shut down, and hospitals are warning of dire consequences if assistance does not arrive soon. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.
In Gaza have been sharing their experiences on social media. One mother, Iman Bashir, posted a video online of her small son while the bombardment was underway. Earlier, she told Al Jazeera about the impact the fighting is having on her family.
It's overwhelming, actually, most of the time. But we're trying our best. Actually, for the first time, we had we brought them coloring for their faces, so that we try to distract them, because we know that once they ask questions, we don't have answers, or we can answer them, but we know in their eyes that they know that we are liars. I've been telling them that it is fireworks. I've been telling them that people are happy that because there have been a high school graduation few days ago, so it's kind of similar, but the sounds are louder. So after a while, I started feeling that they don't believe me, but they don't want to say it. But this is new to me because now I have a baby girl. This is different from the last war because this girl is 6 months old. This is her first aggression. And I don't have my husband. My husband is doing an MA in Wyoming, and in Wyoming University. So I'm all here by my own. And I know that my situation is nothing compared to other mothers who has woken up finding they are homeless, finding that their children are buried under the rubble, who have lost many children. I don't think that my kids have even recovered from the last war. And to tell you the truth, at some point I started to feel that my kids and the Gazan children are some kind of an entertainment material for the world. I mean, I was trending the last war and I'm trending this war, so what then? In case Israel decides to plan a war and to launch a war, like America supports it and nobody stops them from doing these horrible acts and from terrorizing our children.
Well, Hossam Zumlot is the Palestinian ambassador to the United Kingdom. He demands Israel immediately stops its aggression.
So I'm not sure if ceasefire is the right term. Ending the Israeli assault aggression is the right term, and there has been a lot of efforts with Egypt and with regional powers and, of course, with international powers to end this unprovoked assault, this very murderous machine. And the Security Council is supposed to meet tomorrow upon the request of the State of Palestine and the support of key Security Council members and Arab members of the Council and the UN. So we have no confirmation yet, except that the bombardment continues, the targeting of civilians continues, the Israeli trading of our blood, the Palestinian blood. This is just their part of starting their election campaign early on Gaza, as happens all the time. Politicians in Israel compete who has more Palestinian blood on their hands, and therefore this is an opportunity for all of us, the Palestinian people, to actually unite, because this is not an issue with Gaza only. This is an issue with the Palestinian people. You have reported what happened today in Jerusalem, the storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the thousands of Israeli illegal settlers in our most sacred sites, the occupied city of Jerusalem. This is an all-out aggression by Israel, assault by Israel on us everywhere, wherever we are, whether in the West Bank, whether in Jerusalem, in Gaza, or even refugees outside.